This is What's at Risk on WBZ News Radio 1030 and WBZ.com with Mike Christian of Risk Strategies Company.
Hi, I'm Mike Christian, and welcome to a special encore presentation of What's at Risk. We're interested in what you're thinking about. Send us an email at whatsatrisk@risk-strategies.com and let us know what's on your mind. In our first segment tonight, we honor America's great pastime with a collage of baseball memories and songs. In our second segment, we take a guided tour of the looming energy crisis and talk about the trouble with oil and renewable energy sources like wind and solar. Our guest in that segment is the co-author of Who Turned Out the Lights, Gene Johnson.
It's deja vu, all over again, Yogi Berra. Nothing is like it seems, but everything is exactly like it is, Yogi Berra.
The legendary sports writer Jim Murray had this to say about baseball. Baseball is not precisely a team sport. It's more a series of concerts by the artist. You gotta be a man to play baseball for a living, but you gotta have a little boy in you too. Roy Campanella.
Talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey,
Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey,
say Willie.
Robinson waits. Here comes the pitch. And there goes a line drive to left field. Swan is after it. He leaps, it's over his head against the wall. Here comes Gilliam scoring. Brooklyn wins. Jackie Robinson is being pummeled by his teammates.
Jack is real gone.
When things look dark, void, and altogether hopeless to the colored youth of America, when they need an inspiring thought that should urge them onward the road of achievement, despite forbidding obstacles, they will only need to read and reflect upon the remarkable career of Jackie Robinson, Kansas City Call.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it?
Yeah! And the great photographer George Brace had this to say. In each fan's heart lurks the hope that a home run with the bases loaded will climax the game in a victory for the home team. How rarely that happens, you know. Yet we are incurably romantic, ever chasing rainbows, and in baseball we find our pot of gold at the end of a home run. You know, we often talk about Yogi, but Casey Stengel had a way with words too. Ability is the art of getting credit for all the home runs somebody else hits. All right, everyone, line up alphabetically according to your height. Good pitching will always stop good hitting, and vice versa. Most ball games are lost, not won.
Thank you. At a meeting of our board today, they voted permission for us to transfer the New York Giants franchise to San Francisco.
Does that mean you will definitely do it?
That's right.
Will you still be known as the Giants?
That's right.
The stockholders and directors of the Brooklyn Baseball Club have today met and unanimously agreed that the necessary steps be taken to draft the Los Angeles territory.
You think Mr. O'Malley wanted to stay in New York, Mr. Patterson?
Mr. O'Malley is a Brooklyn man.
And there used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green. And the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen. And the air was such a wonder, from the hot dogs and the beer. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
In Boston legend Ted Williams, a man has to have goals for a day, for a lifetime. And that was mine, to have people say, there goes Ted Williams, the greatest hitter who ever lived.
One and one to Williams. Everybody quiet now here at Fenway Park after they gave him a standing ovation of 2 minutes, knowing that this is probably his last time at bat. One out, nobody on, last of the eighth inning. Jack Fisher into his windup. Here's the pitch. Williams swings, and there's a long drive to deep right. That ball is going, and it is gone. A home run for Ted Williams in his last time at bat in the Major League.
Even when I was playing baseball, I'd come up to bat, staying out of bounds. Because pitchers try to hit you. They try to hurt you. You know that, don't you? You play baseball, and you got to stay in there, because the guy throws a curveball at you, it may break across the plate. So you have to stay in there. You don't want people to think you're chicken and you jump out of the box. And it's a weird feeling to be standing there in the box and see that ball coming at you. And your mind says, stay in there. But your body says, we got to move. Yeah. And all of a sudden, man, you know that ball is not going to break. Right in the back. Knocks all the wind out of you, and you can't breathe. No, bend over. Umpire says, take your base. Yes, sir.
From Yogi. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. Baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical. He hits from both sides of the plate. He's amphibious. And to show you that the apple didn't fall far from the tree, Dale Barra had this to say regarding his father Yogi. You can't compare me to my father. Our similarities are different.
Wild thing, I think you move me.
In theory, there's no difference between theory and practice. In practice, there is. Yogi Berra.
So get your bat ready, baby! 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 Let's have some fun. If you can hit that ball, you can make a home run. Play ball!
And Woody Allen. When we played softball, I'd steal second base, feel guilty, and go back. And a couple more from Jim Murray. Baseball is a game where a curve is an optical illusion. A screwball can be a pitch or a person. Stealing is legal, and you can spit anywhere you like, except in the umpire's eye or on the ball. And this on Sandy Koufax. Sandy's fastball was so fast, some batters would start to swing as he was on his way to the mound.
There's a long drive, way back in center field, way back, it is third, Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people. Boy. Notice where that 483-foot mark is in center field. The ball itself, Russ, you know this ballpark better than anyone else I know, had to go about 460, didn't it?
It certainly did, and I don't see how well he did it when he's been doing it all year.
Gonna say,
say hey.
And Lawrence Ritter said, "The strongest thing that baseball has going for it today are its yesterdays."
There's the windup. Here's a pitch. It's a slow curve, low, and the Babe swings. It's a long one going out toward right center. Sting was backing up against the wall. He can't get it. It's in there.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was to hit 700 home runs, the other was to play 20 years, and the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
I want to say from the bottom of my heart, and from the hearts of every American, and I want to say God bless you great men and women over there, and God bless the ones that are going over.
Three balls, two strikes, Mantle waits, Stu Miller is ready. Here's the payoff pitch by Miller to Mantle. Come on, there she goes! Mickey Mantle has hit the 500th home run, and the score at the end of seven complete innings, New York 6, Baltimore 4.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with one more inning left to play. And then when Cooney died at first and Barras did the same, a sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could get one whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But
you can see a lot just by looking. Yogi Berra.
Doing just once would be enough.
And a couple of Yogi's classic lines. You can't think and hit at the same time. In baseball, it ain't like football. You can't make up no trick plays. I have discovered in 20 years of moving around a ballpark that the knowledge of the game is usually in inverse proportion to the price of the seats. Bill Veeck.
But Flynn preceded Casey and did also Jimmy Blake. The former was a Lulu and the latter was a cake. So upon the stricken multitude, grim melancholy set, for there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single to the wonderment of all, and Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and the men saw what had occurred, there was Johnny safe at second, and Flynn a hugging third. Then from 5,000 throats and more, there rose a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley and it rattled in the dell. It knocked upon the mountain and recoiled upon the flat. for Casey, Mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt 'twas Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt. Then while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eye. A sneer curled Casey's lip.
Joe's done it again. Joe's a dirt picker-upper. Gets a handful. Throws it away. Now walking up to the plate. Sort of relaxes. Leans over. Touches the heavy end down from the platter. Straightens up. Cocks that bat. Fitzsimmons works. DiMaggio swinging. It's a whistling line drive to left center field. It's a base hit. It's taken on the second hop by Riffle. The throw is coming in a second. DiMaggio's racing for it. DiMaggio makes it with a slide and is saved for a double.
Looks like a cyclone sliding in. Joe DiMaggio's done it again.
Two, three, the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round to third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
And some of America's greatest poets and playwrights weighed in on baseball. What is both surprising and delightful is that spectators are allowed and even expected to join in the vocal part of the game. There is no reason why the field should not try to put the batsman off his stroke at the critical moment by neatly timed disparagements of his wife's fidelity and his mother's respectability. George Bernard Shaw. And Robert Frost said, "Poets are like baseball pitchers. Both have their moments. The intervals are the tough things." And Walt Whitman, "I see great things in baseball. It's our game, the American game. It will take our people out of doors, fill them with oxygen, give them a larger physical stoicism, tend to relieve us from being a nervous, dyspeptic set, repair these losses, and be a blessing to us."
It's the World Series. And this is a former World Series team. Baseball, Canto. Watching baseball, sitting in the sun, eating popcorn, reading Ezra Pound. And wishing Juan Marichal would hit a hole right through the Anglo-Saxon tradition in the first canto. And demolish the barbarian invaders from Los Angeles.
And if you ever watch the Giants at Candlestick Park, you'll know what Bob Sarlet means when he says, "You know it's summertime at Candlestick when the fog rolls in, the wind kicks up, and you see the center fielder slicing open a caribou to survive the ninth inning."
Now listen to me, you guys. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else, something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart.
Here's an excerpt from Reggie Jackson's moving and gracious acceptance speech at Cooperstown when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
You gotta have heart.
"I still feel energy when I see a player in the bigs who's in awe of Williams, Mantle, the Big D, Koufax, or Marichal, or Clemente. Not because of a willingness to acknowledge the greatness of these giants, but because I know that the player of today needs to understand that his display of respect is needed for the game to endure."
"A great slugger we haven't got. A great pitcher we haven't got. A great ball club we haven't got. What do we got?
You'll never win.
And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching in the haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches black with people there went up a muffled roar like the beating of storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" shouted someone on the stand. And it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the spheroid flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two." "Fraud!" cried the maddened thousands, and the echo answered fraud. But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. And they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. And the band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there's no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
If the game is lost to the economics that drive it, we'll lose the humanity that is uniquely the game. We must all feel it and live it in our own way and be mindful of its vulnerability to abuse. From the millions to the billions that this game has come to represent, we all take from this cherished game. Stop and remember Buck O'Neill and the Scooter and all the people who played for the love of the game. You may be worth what you get, but say thanks and remember the people who paved the way for you. Time for a CBS News update. We'll be right back with more What's at Risk?